Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Thumb Arts Guild to talk about a big event coming up this weekend, Patty Finan. How are you, Patty?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you back on the show. I think, the years just go by faster and faster, don't they?
It is. And even with it being later this year in the summer, it just seems like it's faster and faster. I agree.
That gives you just a little more time to prepare, though, doesn't it? When it's a little later in the year.
It does. It's still the crazy week before Art in the Park, but that's good.
Art in the Park is happening this weekend, and you got all the details for us, don't you?
I do. Yeah, we kick things off Friday night with our silent auction. So a lot of the members that are participating in the Art in the Park over the weekend donate a piece of their artwork for us to raise funds.
It's nice.
So it's a really good event. It runs from 6:30 to 8 at the Port Austin Welcome Center, and you can really get some great prices on some unique artwork.
Yeah, and that's open to everyone. Come on in if you want some of that artwork. Not open to just certain people, and there's no pay in advance or anything like that for it.
Correct. And you want to hang around the full time because there's a lot of furious bidding at the end to get your price. So you want to kind of be there at the end to make sure your bid's the best.
I have never been to a silent auction that wasn't that way.
That's right.
People hang around.
90 minutes, so yeah.
Right. Well, then we hit the big weekend, and both days are just jam-packed, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. We have a lot of things going on, and it's a great event for the family because we have a kids' tent that's open from 10 to 5 both days, which is the same hours as the show, and Saturday and Sunday, and we have over 40 artists displaying and selling their artwork, and then the kids' tent goes. We have artist demonstrations. This year we're going to have Dave Semmel do his work on the wood lace at 10:30 on Saturday and Sunday. And then Deb Keene will do her wooden feathers. It's an amazing, amazing thing to watch her do her work. She does that at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then Dwayne Wurst will do his acrylics demonstration and maybe sign some of his books that he's published on Sunday at 1.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. And, that's the arts and crafts side of things, but then you've got music both days.
We do. We have on Saturday, we have 11 o'clock, the Bill Denbrock Big Band starts, and they're a 14-piece band that plays wonderful music from the 30s and 40s.
Wow.
And at 2 o'clock, George Swadler's trio plays, and they're kind of a mix of bluegrass and folk and a little bit of blues, so just kind of a different wide variety of things at 2 o'clock. That's the George Swadler trio. And then on Sunday morning at 11, Dee Dee Tippett comes, and she plays the dulcimer and the flute and the tin whistle and all kinds of things. And at 2 o'clock is the Spring Street Boys, and they're pretty much 50s, 60s, rock and roll, any kind of song. So they do really good, and they've got a big following here, so we usually have a big crowd for them.
Yeah, indeed. A big crowd anyway, regardless. Mm-hmm. But there's even some food there, just in case you get hungry.
That's right. The North Huron Class of 2019. That sounds so far away.
Yeah,
but
it does.
They're going to be providing the brats and hot dogs and snacks and drinks and all that stuff. So, yeah, there's plenty to do. And the money they raise goes back into their programs for the full year. So
that's
a good thing. Yep.
Now, the Thumb Arts Guild, tell us a little bit about what you guys do, not just with Art in the Park, but what you do through the course of the year.
Sure, yeah. We have our meetings the second Tuesday of the month at the Welcome Center in Port Austin, and everybody is invited to attend. And we have programs at our meetings, so people may see some type of new artwork that they haven't been exposed to before and maybe want to try. And we also have local artists come in and give demonstrations and all kinds of things at the meetings. And we meet through April through December. We have a lot of members that do go south for the winter, so we don't meet in January, February, and March. But we do that. And then next Memorial Day, we'll have our spring members exhibit. And so that's at the gym in Port Austin. So that's members only, and it's just a smaller display. But Art in the Park is definitely our biggest event.
Ooh, and it is, too. 2 days this weekend, and from what I understand, if you can't get around, well, you guys are providing some shuttle service, too.
We are, yeah. We've got a shuttle bus that's actually running as a pilot program this summer in Port Austin, and so you can pick up the bus at the Welcome Center in Port Austin, and it'll drop you off at Gallup Park on its way out to Port Crescent Park. And you can pick it up on the way back. And then we're still working on the schedule for Sunday, but Saturday is definitely a go, and you can pick it up. So it makes it a little bit easier to get out there.
Indeed. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Gallup Park in Port Austin. Art in the Park, put on by the Thumb Arts Guild. And Patty, if they want more information, how do they get more info?
Sure. You can like us on Facebook. You can go to www.thumbartsguild.org, or you can give me a call at 989-670-8196.
Very good. From the Thumb Arts Guild, Patty Finan. Patty, always a pleasure. Let's hope for a great weekend of Art in the Park this Labor Day weekend.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Kevin.